Most people are asking the wrong question. They want to know, how many downloads do I need to make money from my podcast? The real question is, what kind of money are you trying to make and from where? My name is Ryan Sullivan. I've helped over 200 people launch their podcast, and this is the biggest misconception in podcasting. Today, we're going to break down the three things that you need to know about podcast downloads so you can start making some money. First, let's answer the elephant in the room. How many downloads do you actually need to start making money? In this instance, we're going to talk about sponsors, because sponsorships are the standard way that most podcasts make money, but only a very small percentage of shows actually have sponsors or sponsors that actually pay you. So that number is in the 5,000 to 10,000 downloads per month range. That's where large sponsors and companies who actually have a budget for this can start to pay you. But the thing is, when they start paying you, they start becoming your boss. And what you have now is what I like to call a client. A sponsor seems great, right? They're going to pay you $500, $1,000, $2,000 a month, but they're also going to tell you how to talk about what they do. They're going to tell you where to put it in the episode. And they might, which does happen often, tell you what you can or can't talk about on your podcast. So if you value the journalistic integrity, then sponsors might not be the route for you, but we do have other ways to do it. Coming back to the original point, how many downloads do I need for sponsors? Between 5,000 and 10,000 downloads per month is going to be the range where they're going to begin to get interested in sponsoring your podcast. So this is why small podcasts are not getting rich from sponsors. Imagine you have a podcast that's for vegan gardeners from Canada. How are you supposed to get 5,000 to 10,000 downloads per month if there's only 5,000 people who fit your niche? So that's where the sponsorship kind of falls apart, is you're going to need a show that has more broader appeal, right? So what's the alternative? If I don't have a niche or a market where I can get 5,000 to 10,000 downloads a month, what do I do? Well, you would start what's called a niche podcast, and we've launched over 200 of them. They make more money from their podcast than most podcasts with a lot of downloads ever will, because they do something called self-sponsorship. The podcasters who make the most money from their shows do not have sponsors. They sell their own products on the podcast. So they might be selling life insurance, and the podcast is about how to use life insurance to do things in your life. Maybe they're selling law and they're a law firm, and the podcast is about certain things that pertain to the law, maybe divorce law, or, you know, you name it, right? It could be private, it could be public, it could be litigation. But what they're going to do is have a podcast that talks about the topics that their ideal client is searching. And if you're watching this video right now, that's what I'm doing right now. The best part about a niche podcast is, number one, you only need to be an expert in that one specific thing. Number two, you're talking about things you already know. And number three, don't need a lot of downloads to make money, because people are going to listen to your podcast and then they're going to become a client. So there's no middleman. You're not the middleman between your podcast and the sponsor. You are the sponsor. And that is the best alternative to having traditional sponsors on your podcast. The next logical question when it comes to how many downloads do I need to make money from my podcast is, who are these downloads? Who are these people? And how do I know who's actually listening? Well, this is a fundamental flaw in podcasting. Podcast downloads are literally just a number. We don't actually get to see the people behind the scenes. And that's a big problem for huge, broad podcasts, because you can have 50,000, 100,000 downloads a month. But if you have no way of capturing those people, then how are you going to prove to a sponsor that they can actually make money from your audience? So this is where you need more than just a podcast. You're going to need an owned audience. Podcasting is what I call a semi-rented audience. You own the download. You have the listener, right? They are listening to you, but you do not have their one-to-one contact information. So you want to have this layer, no matter what podcast you have, no matter if you have sponsors or you're selling your own products or you're not even selling anything. The best piece of data you can have is who's listening, and you want to have the most information about them possible. You want to have their email address. You want to potentially even know their job title or their name or their income. These are all things that are going to help you not only sell your own products and services on your podcast, but also relay to sponsors who your audience actually is. Because if you can't prove to them that they are an audience of people who buy these types of products, then no matter how many downloads you have, you're not going to get paid a lot sponsorship. So don't rely on just a number. Those numbers can also be botted and fake. So you want to rely on hard data that you have internally that analyzes your audience and shows that they're actually ready to buy something. And that's why a sponsor would be interested in your podcast. So let's wrap this up. What do I need to know moving forward? If you want sponsors for your podcast, it's just a numbers game. But just because you have the numbers doesn't mean they're going to pay you. You have to know who is in your audience and that they are an ideal buyer for your potential sponsor. If you want to make money from your podcast without sponsors, you can be your own sponsor, and that requires way less downloads. And also, you don't have to create another business, which is selling sponsorships. If you want to make money just by having a podcast, you don't need to even be your own sponsor. You don't even need to have sponsors. You can just use the podcast as a marketing tool. In that case, you're not going to see the return on investment for maybe years to come, but it is going to benefit you and be a networking, relationship, and trust-building tool for you and your business. So this method is also great for business owners. So now you know how many podcast downloads you need to start making money from this thing. And if you're thinking, this is great, but I haven't started my podcast yet, or I just feel like I'm doing it randomly with no actual strategy, well, I have the perfect resource for you. The first link in the description or show notes of this video is going to have something called Script Science. Script Science is the easiest podcast and video script on earth. It's the easiest because it gives you ideas and you get to fill in your own information. And in less than 10 minutes, you're going to have a script that feels formatted, but doesn't feel overly scripted or prescribed. What you want is that natural feeling where it doesn't feel like you're reading off a script, but you're also staying on topic so you don't lose your viewers. Because the number one podcast metric is not if people listen to your podcast, it's how long they actually listen for. And that is what Script Science does. So if you're watching this right now, go ahead and click that first link, download Script Science, and go ahead and use it to make your podcast. My name is Ryan from Podcast Principles. This is what I help people do, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person, so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.